So in the Mishnah on the bottom of Yudim Abayz, it says there's machlokas beishamay beisol what to do with the words of b'shach b'hov kamecha about lying down and getting up. Beishamay said the b'shach b'hov kamecha is telling you how to read Kriya Shema, that you should lean while doing it at night, and b'hov kamecha is how to get up and do it. Beisol says no, that's regarding when you should say it. The how should be learned with lechtecha b'derech, however you normally do it. So the Gemara says bishlam beisol kama farshi tamay v'tamay to beishamay. Beis Hillel is explaining their reasoning. They also explain the reasoning of Beis Shammai by using B'shach B'chov Kamecha and V'lach T'chav Aderech. Beis Shammai Tamil L'Amri K'Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beis Shammai like Beis Hillel's idea? Why shouldn't it be V'lach T'chav Aderech? So Amri L'cha Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says to you, in Kain Neim Akra B'Boker B'Arev. So if so, says Beis Shammai, then the Pasuk should say, in the morning and the evening, my B'shach B'chov Kamecha. Why does it word it as when you lie down and when you get up? B'shach Shchiva, Shchiva Mamash. Shav's Kima Kima Mamash. When you lie down, it has to be Mamash lying down. When you get up, it has to be Mamash getting up when you say your creation. So then what does he do with the Pasuk of Lech Tchav Aderech? We need it for the following verse. When you sit in your house, part lo, sit in mitzvah. That excludes somebody who's doing a mitzvah. It's got to be somebody who's just some sitting in their house saying Kriya Lech Tchav Aderech, saying Kriya Shema. Lech Tchav Aderech, part lo chasun. A chasun, it's got to be in a regular derech. So that means that if you marry a basula, you're going to be pater from Kriya Shema. But if you marry an almana, a widow, you're still going to be chayiv. That's not excluded from v'lach t'chav aderech. My mashma, what's the mashma? Some rapapa ki derech. It's got to be like a regular roma derech rishus. Anything that's a rishus, then you read Kriya Shema. Afko rishus. So you're chayiv in Kriya Shema whenever you do a rishus. But not when you do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Milo Askinu Dekazol Advar Mitzvah. Can't we deal with a case where you're going to do a mitzvah? Vafilu Achim Marachman Alikri. And still, the Torah says you have to read Kriya Shema Kain. So we say Lichtov Rachmana Bisheves Uveleches. When he goes and when he. So we say when you're sitting in your house. One is say with a chaf. You're only chayiv if you're doing something that you want to do, had a mitzvah patiris, but something you have to do, like a mitzvah, then you're going to be pater. Okay, so that's how we understand from these psukim. That's what we refer to. So if so, even if you go to marry an almana, a widow, it should be the exact same thing. Even marrying a widow should be considered a mitzvah. So why are you chayiv? So we say, high tarid, high low tarid. So we say, well, it's different. By a basula, you're tarid, and therefore you can't concentrate, and that's why you're potter. But by an almana, you can still concentrate, you won't be busy. Wait a second. If the issue is tirda, then even if your boat sinks in the sea, you should be potter from saying Kriya Shema. If you say, yeah, that's right. Why does Rabbi Abar Zavda say in the name of Rav? Avo chai b'chom etzal murus b'torah, and avos chai b'nom etzal murus b'torah, and avos chai b'nom etzal murus b'torah, and avos chai b'nom etzal murus b'torah, except for tefillin, because it says pe'er by them, it says your tefillin should be wrapped upon you. Hashem told Yechezkel when he told him that he would be an avol, but not exactly an avol. But an avol is totally tarud. Why in the world is he going to be chayiv in all the mitzvahs, including creation? Which is hashem tarid tirdid a mitzvah, halchay tirdid a rishus. There's a difference. When you're tarid tirdid a mitzvah, like it is by marrying a basula, then you're patur from Kriya Shema. But if you're tarid tirdid a rishus, like by the sfina, then you're going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. B'shamay ahu mi boiluhu prat lushluch a mitzvah. That pasuk is needed to tell you in order to exclude shluchay mitzvah, that if you're shluch mitzvah, you're going to be patur from all this basula. Amri memela shmamina, the feel of derech namikari. Right? Memela, we understand that completely, that even by derech, even by something that's just regular on the road, you would go ahead and read Kriya Shema. So it's going to be the same thing over here. So we know that by derech, you'd go ahead and read that. So two dots. You could stand and read Kriya Shema. You could sit and read Kriya Shema. You can lean and read Kriya Shema. You could walk on the road and read Kriya Shema. You could do your work and read Kriya Shema. There was a story where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were sitting in a certain place. Rabbi Shmuel was leaning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing straight up. Kivishu gizman kriyashma. Once this man of kriyashma came, he to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah started to lean. Vizak of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel started to stand up. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turned to Rabbi Shmuel. Yishmuel lachi. Amshal ha-mashal. Yishmuel, my brother, let me give you a mashal. You know what this is like? Mashal lachat shomer lozakein chamagudal. A guy goes up to another guy and says, hey, I like your beard. Your beard's awesome. I'm going to shave it off. I'm going to shave it off right now because you like it. Afkach. So too over here. Ata kolzman. So too over here now by you. When I was standing up, you were sitting. Now that I sat down to say Kriya Shema Tzidkatu, you got up. Comes along Rabbi Yishmael and says, yeah, I was doing like Beis Hillel. You were doing like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you should sit down when you get to it at night. I didn't want to do it. And not only that, I was afraid that the Talmidim saw that both of us were sitting down purposely in order to read Kriya Shema. I thought that they'd be koveh the halacha ledoros like Beis Shammai. I mean, according to Beis Hillel, you could also lean and sit down. So I need to just stay leaning, and that'd be fine because Kriya Shema could be done the way. That's only if you're already leaning. came to Ad Hashem, obviously it's Zakov Hashemuta. But here, you were beforehand, you were standing up, and you leaned specifically to read Kriya Shema while sitting down at night. People will say that we hold like Beishamai, Shem Yotumini Vikavo Alachaladoros. I'm worried that the Tumini will see it. Don't be koveya the halacha ledoros that way. So that's why I purposely stood up during that time. Said Rabbi Yishmael, that's why I did it. Tani Rabbi Yecheskel also, Kedivrei Beis Shammai also, Kedivrei Beis Hillel also. Rabbi Yecheskel learned the following: if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you can. If you want to do like Beis Hillel, you can. Rabbi Yosef also, Kedivrei Beis Shammai also, Volkum. If you want to do like Beis Shammai, says Rabbi Yosef, you did nothing. Did not. We learned a mission: Mishayi Rosh of Rov Sukkah V'Shulchan and Besukkah Bayis. If somebody has his head and most of his body in a sukkah while his shulchan is inside the house, Rabbi Shammai posts on Beis Shammai says it's possible because you're going to leave at lean after the table. And you're going to eat outside the sukkah. Beis Hillel Machshir and Beis Hillel says it's fine because you're in the sukkah, even if the table's outside the sukkah. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, there's a story, the elders of Beis Shammai and the elders of Beis Hillel, they went to go visit Rabbi Yochum Echoran, they found that his head and robe of his body was in a sukkah and his shulchan was in the house, and they didn't say anything at all. So we see it must be mutter, right? So that's clearly like us. Back to them. You think that's a proof? They did say to him, you never were Mekai in the mitzvah sukkah ever in your life because you wouldn't be Yotze. So that Beis Shammai did say something to him. Beis Hillel wasn't aware that the Talmidim of Beis Shammai did this. But we see from there that if Beis Shammai held that Beis Hillel, holding like Beis Hillel is like he did nothing, then it must be that if you do like Beis Shammai, you did nothing according to Beis Hillel. That's the assumption over here. So if you do like Beis Shammai, your Chayiv Misa, our third opinion. Either you could, or you didn't do anything, or your Chayiv Misa. Did not Amr Bitavan Yisub Babadar, we taste the gross good of Beis Shammai. I leaned in order to read like Beis Shammai, Viscati Batsum and Alisim, and I put myself in danger because of robbers. And Amr Lo, and they said to him, Kedai Yisub Chavatsu Hoshavatu Divir Beis Hillel, you are Chayiv because you were over on the words of Beis Hillel, you shouldn't have done that. Mishnah, on the bottom of Yid Aleph and Aleph, it says, in the morning, you make two brachas before, that's Yotzer Or and Avar Abba, and one bracha after Kriya Shema, this Emes V'Yatzer, that ends with Gaal Yisrael. In the evening, you make two before, that's Mari Varvim and Yotzer, Avasolam, and in the evening you have two, Shtayim Lachareh, and two afterward, that's Emes V'Amuna, which ends with Gaal Yisrael, and then Hashkivenu. And it says the following, we don't know what this means exactly, but it seems it's going on the two after Mariv, one is long and one is short. We're going to have to see what it is. Right now we think that the long one is Emes V'Amuna and the short one is Hashkivenu. In a place where they say you should make a long bracha, you're not allowed to do a short bracha. If it's a short bracha, you're not allowed to do a long bracha. If you're supposed to end with Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, you're not allowed to not end with Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. You're not supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. You're not allowed to just do it on your own. So what brachas are we making over here? Says the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph Malaf on Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yoshia. Yoto Vare Choshech. You're supposed to say Yoto Vare Choshech. Let me Yoto Vare Noga. Wait a second. Why are we saying Yoto Vare Choshech? You say Yoto Vare Noga, that he created something like light, because that's the actual pasuk itself. Kidachsiv Kamrinan. So we say, yeah, in other words, say something positive. That's what I mean, because Or and Noga are both during the day. Kidachsiv Kamrinan. We want to say it the way the pasuk says. And the pasuk says Yoto Vare Choshech. Let me ask, Ose Shalom Vare Ra. Right? The pasuk says he does makes peace and he creates evil. Mi kamrin kedeksiv. We don't say it that way. We say Ose Shalom Vare Es Hakol. Alek Sivra, it says Ra on the pasuk creating Hakol, and we read it as Hakol to make it positive, Lishna Ma'alya, to say it a positive way. Hakanami Liminoga Lishna Ma'alya. Why not to say Noga, which is a positive way? Ela Marava, Kidil Haskarin Yizom Belailo, Midisu Laila Bayom. We want to mention what happens during the day at night, and we want to mention night during the day, and that's why we say Yotzer Or Uvorei Chosha. Bishlam Midas Lada Biyom Kidabini Yotzer Or Vorei Chosha. That okay? We want to mention night during the day because we say Yotzer Or Uvorei Chosha. Achalim Midas Yom Belaila Hichem Mishkachas La. Where do we find that you say day during the night? Tamar Rabbi Golel Or Mipnei Chosha Chosha Mini Or. We take away the darkness, the light for the darkness, and the darkness because of the light. So we mention that at night as well. Idach Mahi. Okay, what's the other bracha? If that's Yotzer Or, what's the other bracha we make? I'm Rav Yudam Shmo Avarabba. Right, you make the bracha of Avarabba. Chinu Oile Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Patters. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Patters, Berei, his son, Avarabba. Tani Machu, we have a rice, Einom Ravas Oilam, El Avarabba. We don't do Avas Oilam, we do Avarabba, which is what Ashkenazim say. Barabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say Avas Oilam. You're supposed to say Avas Oilam, Chinu Avas Oilam, Avtich. Alchemish Ticha Chesed, then Yermia says, I've loved you forever, therefore I've given you Chesed. So it's supposed to be Avas Oilam. And that's the machlokas Rebbe between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim nowadays. I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmo. Hishkim Lashem Rosh Hashanah Kara Kriya Shema. If a guy gets up to learn early before he read Kriya Shema, Tzarech Levar Yigash Shemek Birchus HaTorah. Nishik Kara Kriya Shema. But after you read Kriya Shema, in Tzarech Levar, you don't have to make Birchus HaTorah again. Shukar Nifter Av Arabah. Because Av Arabah is good enough to pot you from Birchus HaTorah just by saying those words. Amar Avuna, Lemikra Tzarech Levarach, for Chumash. you need to make the bracha berachas atar lemidrash shein tzarich levarach. But for medrash, you don't need to make berachas atar. Rabbi Elazar amar lemikra lemidrash tzarich levarach. Rabbi Elazar is the third opinion. He says for chumash and for medrash, you need to make berachas atar lemishnah tzarich levarach. For mishnah, you do not need to make the bracha berachas atar. Rabbi Yochanan amar lemishnah namid tzarich levarach. Rabbi Yochanan is the fourth opinion. Even for mishnah, you need avol talmud in tzarich levarach. But not for gemara, you don't need it for that. Rava amar. Rava says our fifth opinion avol talmud tzarich levarach. Even for Gemara, you need to make Berachas Atar. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Zimnis Agin Havakem in the Kamei Rav. Rav Chiya bar Ashi says, many times we were sitting in front of Rav, Lisnu Yipirkan B'Sifra Debei Rav. We wanted to learn our Perek in the Sefer Debei Rav, which was the Gemara they had at the time. Havam Akhtim Makamashi Yadeh Baruch Masal Perekin. He would get up, wash his hands, make a bracha, Berachas Atar, and then teach us the Perek. Okay, so we have five opinions over here. Shmuel's original opinion is, here, Patzer through Avar Rabba. Rav Huna says, Chumash needs a bracha, Midrash doesn't. Rabbi Elazar says, Mikra and Midrash do, Mishnah doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishnah does, Talmud doesn't. Rava says, even Talmud. My Mavarach, what bracha do you make? I'm Rabbi Yonah Mishmo, Asher Kishram Sazvonu, Lasok, Bidivari Sara. That's the idea of what we make by Perkos Torah. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Behacha, Rabbi Yochanan ended that bracha with the following. Harav Na Hashem, Elkin, Wasi, Prisrasko, Bifinu, Vyosam, Chab Yisrael. Make Hashem, make the words of the Torah sweet in our mouths and the mouths of your people, Bnei Yisrael. The Anachem says, Chab Yisrael, Kulin, Deish Mechon, that all of us and our children's children, the children of all the people of Israel, they all should know your name. Oske, Sorsech, and learn your Torah, Bruchat Hashem, Lame Torah, Lame Yisrael. Rabbi Noamar, Shepherd Chabban, Mikol, Lame, and Asalon, Torah, so, Bruchat Hashem, Nesor, Torah, you chose us from all the nations, you gave us the Torah. This is the greatest of all brachos. That's why we make all three of them. Okay, two dots. Tanan Hasam. We learn over there in a Mishnah. So, in the Gemara Talmud, it says that the appointed Kohen, he said, called out to Kohanim and said, everybody make a bracha. They made Borchu. They made Borchu. The Koru, Aseres HaDibros, and they read Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Vayim Shema Vayomer. And they gave three brachas to the people. Mistama, that's referring, well, that's that. Emes Yatziv, Va'avoda, they did their avoda, whatever the avoda was, meaning somewhat have to do with what we say as Ritzay nowadays. U'berchas Kohanim, they did a berchas Kohanim. B'Shabbos Nosim Bracha Achas Mishmar Yotzein. And on Shabbos, they added an extra bracha for the Mishmar that was leaving that week. My bracha Achas, what's the extra bracha that they made? Kiyad Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef Barabba. Iklul Lohuasra, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi, his son, they came to a certain place, Bomina, my bracha Achas, they asked them, so what's this one bracha? And they didn't know. Vaso Shalu Ramasa, they asked Ramasa, Lavi Yada, he didn't know either. I said Shalu Rav Yuda, they asked Rav Yuda. So Amr Luhu, Haki Amr Shmuel, this is what Shmuel told me, Ava Rabba. And the extra bracha they make was Ava Rabba. Okay, so at the end of the day, so what would the Kohanim do? They would do Borchu, right? Asar Zidiru, Shema, Vahayim Shema, Vayomer. They would give three brachas to the people, right, together with the people itself, whatever those three brachas are, probably our first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, Emes V'Yatziv, Avoda, which is Ritzei, and Birchas Kohanim, and the actual Birchas Kohanim itself. That seems like what they would do over here, right, but there could be other Rishonim. Okay, and a Shabbos that we'd add in one for the Mishmah of the Yotzei. Okay, that was Avar Rabba itself. The Amar Rabbi Zreika, first wide line, Amar Rabbi Amar Rishon Ben Lakish, Yotzer Or, he says, not Avar Rabba. It's Yotzer Or. Kiyasu Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef Amar Hadu Rabbi Zirka. That statement of Rabbi Zirka. La Beferish Amar. He never heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yami. And then Rabbi Shlakish on the Klal Amar. He got it from a Klal. Then Rabbi Zirka from Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Zoso Meres. Brachos Im Akvo Zuazu. What this tells us is that the brachos are not ma'akiv one another. Right? What does that mean? That the brachos are not ma'akiv one another? Iyamatu Vishmal Yotzer Or Hu Havu Amri. If they would say Yotzer Or Hainer Brachos Im Akvo Zuazu. That's what means the brachos are not ma'akiv one another. Because you could say Yotzer Or without saying Avaraba. To look Amri Avaraba. And you're still Yotzer. So clearly they're not ma'akiv each other. Top of the daf on Yubay Zman Al. If you could say it's Avar Rabba, Avar Amri, my brachos are ma'akiv Zuazu. So then what are you going to do? Brachos are not ma'akiv one another. Obviously, you're skipping one completely. And the reason why you're skipping one, the Yotzer Or, is because it's not the time for light yet. So they might be ma'akiv if it's at the proper time, but Yotzer Or is not being said because it's not the time of Yotzer Or yet, because they used to read super early. And when the time for Yotzer Or came, they would do it later. So they would do Avar Rabba now, and that's that. Who cares if it's a klal? Maybe it's just a klal. If it's the klal, then really I would tell you it's Avar Rabba and not Yotzer Or. They would read it by Yotzer Or. My brachos ma'akvos zuazu. What it means, that brachos are not ma'akiv, it means seder brachos. You could do it out of order. You could do Avar Rabba and then Yotzer Or. So perhaps they would do Avar Rabba. Yotzer Or would be later on when the day came up. And that's the reason why they did it later, so that everybody would agree then that the bracha achas that they added on was going to be Avar Rabba. Perhaps that's what it means over here. We got up to the Shudatz and Yud Beis Amud Aleph.